This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend more time on rides and less time in line enjoying Walt Disney World.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 251 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's Jimmy and I. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
I am fantastic. 7 days till my next little mini extended weekend trip with my son.
Nice. Doing a little before, after Labor Day-ish type of thing?
We're going to be there over the Labor Day. We get there, we fly on next Thursday, which is the Thursday before Labor Day, but we get in late, so we'll have Friday, and then we leave up Tuesday morning.
Nice. Very cool. Anything big planned for this trip?
Yeah, we got a couple things going on. We got the Saturday morning we're there. We're going to do the Marceline the Magic Kingdom tour with a bunch of friends. We got about 10 of us going.
Oh, wow. That'll be good.
And then Monday night, me and Wyatt and Charlotte, Morgan, and some of our other friends are going to be at the Halloween party. I think Sophie's going to be there and Melissa Benson. And so we got a whole crew of us that will be at the Halloween party on Monday night, too. That's Labor Day.
Nice. Hopefully see some live video.
I would imagine between me, Charlotte, and Morgan, we're going to be able to put out a lot of good stuff that night.
Very cool. Very cool. Is Morgan there to have fun, or she's there to camp out for a good shot?
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. That'll be fun. I can't wait for that. That'll be kind of cool to watch.
I think three of us there, we're going to try some different outlets. So I think we're going to try and, you know, live stream the Facebook like we normally do. But I think we're also going to be trying to live stream some other places like Instagram, Twitter, or maybe YouTube.
It's always kind of good to, I think, go across all the different platforms. You never know who's watching what, really.
Yeah, and I found just from my experience, you know, I'm more of a Facebook guy. I try a little bit with Twitter and Instagram, and I still don't get them completely. But I'm sure there's people on the other side that are all Twitter or Instagram and don't really pay attention to the Facebook.
Sure, sure. Okay, well, I tell you what we're going to talk about tonight is our November meetup. This will be our fifth annual Disney Nerds Podcast meetup at Walt Disney World. And Jimmy and I figured we're going to take a couple minutes tonight and kind of talk about that. Just in case you guys might want to come on down, you'll have time to plan a trip out.
Can you believe that? The fifth annual?
I know. That's pretty crazy. And we're coming up to our fifth anniversary this September, which kind of fits totally into it. So it makes sense. We did this, and I think have I gone every year?
Yeah, we've gone every year.
We've both gone every year, and every year I predicted I couldn't go. So this has been awesome.
The first one, you started out like at 0%. I'm not going to make it this year. And as it gets closer, I don't know. I think that's the road you take with convincing your wife. And you start out at zero, and then you mention it a little bit, and you kind of drop some seeds and
well, whatever it takes. Every year always has something different. This year I lucked out in that my brother's going down at the same time with his family, and actually Quinn is going to be home from school. He'll be working this semester, so he's going to be coming down with me too. So considering he did not get to travel with us this summer to Walt Disney World, it makes sense.
Kind of a makeup trip for him.
Yeah, so it worked out really well.
And I'm pretty excited because I've interacted with Quinn quite a bit online, and we're in the fantasy football league together and all that, but I've never met him in person. So I'm pretty excited that he's coming.
Oh yeah. No, it's going to be a fun time. He's a good guy to walk around with down at the parks. It's a fun time. So this year we're doing it a little further into the year, and we're doing it the first weekend of November-ish, November 9th and 10th. And basically what we're thinking about is we wanted to get some holidays. We wanted to get some food and wine, and we wanted to get hopefully a little cooler. So hopefully those three things work out.
This will be the last weekend of Food and Wine. I'm hoping for some good weather. So I think last year, you know, we've historically done it the first weekend of October. Mm-hmm. And then for the first 3 years, we did it the first weekend of October, and we ended up getting Hurricane Matthew 2.5 years ago, which I think kind of prompted us to push it into November, which last year we did it the first weekend in November. This year we'll do it like the second week in November, which is the last weekend of Food and Wine. But I'm thinking, you know, the further you push it back, I think the better chance you have of getting some cooler weather. And we'll be there like for all of Christmas, which will be a good change for us because we're always there during the fall and Halloween.
Right. Definitely. And I'm hoping maybe for a little crowd dip because it will be, first of all, the last weekend of Food and Wine. So I'm hoping everybody local has gotten tired and bored of it at that point. On top of that, I'm hoping it's going to be basically everybody's getting ready for the holidays, so they're kind of hanging out and not doing anything at the parks. We'll see.
So I have the first meetup is on November 9th, and it is the 5th annual Disney Nerds Podcast Half Sample-thon. You came up with this name 3 years ago for the first one we did. You remember why?
Well, sure. The weekends always coincided with the marathon, the half marathons that they run down at Walt Disney World. And it was kind of a goof on the half marathon, where we would have a half sample-thon, meaning we're going to sample everything halfway around Epcot. We always kind of thought, or everybody always has that thought, that they're going to drink and eat around Food and Wine the entire way around World Showcase. We kind of been a little bit more realistic about that. So we shoot for half sample-thon. Our goal is actually to make it to America so we can hang out and watch the Eat to the Beat series, or whoever's going to be there for us.
This year it'll be the Hooters.
Right. So all you guys from Philadelphia, psych, psych, psych. It's the Hooters. Hopefully they have a couple guys from the band still left. I'm not sure exactly what kind of incantation they're going to be or incarnation they're going to be. So we will see.
If you go to the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page and go over to the events section, you can find this one and the second one. But let me just read the details for this one. Come meet up with the Disney Nerds Podcast for this year's half sample-thon of Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. This year, we will meet near the Mexico Pavilion on the bridge between the Odyssey and the new Margarita location. We will work our way halfway around the world, showcase that is, trying food and drinks along the way with the goal of being an American Adventure for the American Adventure for the 8 p.m. concert. We will then likely hang out for Illuminations. We look forward to seeing you all there. And this is a kid-friendly event with the disclaimer that there will be adult beverages being consumed. But look, we're all adults and we're not college kids, so everybody takes their, you know, everybody acts normal and it's not a party, but it's a good time. It's a good social event.
Oh, yeah. We've been pretty responsible. Nobody's been carried out yet, so we've been pretty good.
And we've had kids in strollers and stuff like that come for our sample-thons before, and it's not a bad environment. And some people are partaking in drinks and some people are partaking in food. So it's fun either way.
Oh, no
doubt.
And we
do trivia along the way. Ed, you've done a really good job of coming up with some trivia questions.
Yeah, Morgan and I last year had some great trivia. And what's pretty cool is that we'll walk as kind of a loose group. We kind of keep track of ourselves because we'll have a couple flags flying there, a la tour guide flags. Last year, Joe made a couple for us, and you know what? It worked out so perfectly. So all you had to do is kind of look around. You saw where the flag was or the two flags. So you knew where our group was because we're not going to be running around. We're going to be strolling around. We're going to be basically, some of us will want to hit the kiosks. Some of us are going to hit some drink stands. Some of us are just going to have some great conversation. And it basically ended up being a couple different groups that were walking around and everybody pretty much intermingled between groups as we were going. It was a really fun time.
It was quite enjoyable. It was really, really a good time. I think everybody there enjoyed it. We got a great group picture, which if you go to the event section, for that event. I have that picture that we took, and not even everybody's in that picture. I know Joe was upset because his wife didn't make it in the picture. But like you said, the group hangs out so loosely, it's hard to get everybody together for that one big picture. But it was a blast. It really was. I'm looking forward to it. I think other than, I don't think Joe and his wife are going to make it this year, but I'm looking at the picture, and I think other than Joe and his wife, everybody in the picture will be there, in addition to anybody else that comes, but everybody else in the picture will be there again this year.
Excellent. Very, very cool. Now, one of the things we always do for these meetups, which is great to say, always do, is we get a block of rooms from Disney that we get at a discount rate, a group rate. And we still have some of those rooms in our moderate and our deluxe resorts available. So if you guys want to do this trip and come on down, definitely give Jimmy a call about that.
And I think one of the really good advantages of the group room is, well, not only obviously it's the group room rate, but on top of that, you also get access to group discounted tickets.
Right. Now, this year it was kind of weird because I actually didn't even get into our group rates. I'm staying at a value resort, and I didn't get in time. We have a certain amount that we have to put aside that Disney gives us. So next year we're going to be asking for more, but it's such a cool thing and such a bad thing that we are actually right. filling these rooms up so fast. I think it's awesome. I'm looking so much forward to this.
I feel like, I mean, yeah, I just didn't know, you know, and I'm the one that set up the group with Disney's groups department, and this is the third year we've done group rooms, but we've never sold out of the value rooms. This is the first year. So next year, you know, I will be asking for, you know, five or six more rooms.
Mm-hmm. Although I think I'm staying at the Pop, and my brother's staying at the Pop also. So we have availability to like do some satellites, and there are some deals going on at Disney. So the rooms aren't the rack rate. There is a couple bucks off. So.
Yeah. It's not much more. I even ended up getting Lisa, and it just depends on your date, because Lisa didn't get in under the group rate either, but she is at Sports, where the group rate is. She didn't get the group rate, but it wasn't enough difference to make you go, I'm not going to go. You know, it may be $15 or $20 more a night.
Yep. So very cool. And that night, basically, as we walk around, like I said, our goal is to get to America so we can watch the Eat to the Beat series and basically hang out. Those planners they have over there are awesome in that they're perfect seat size. And everybody just basically kind of relaxes and enjoys the music. What we're looking forward to next, then, is Illuminations.
Yeah, we'll probably, like, meander. I don't remember. Do you remember where we watched Illuminations from last year?
I think it was Germany. Germany or Italy. Now, so guys, if you want to listen, on show number 250, Lisa, Charlotte, and I were walking around World Showcase basically doing a sample-thon, if you want to call it that. The map had come out for all the kiosks are going to be for the food and wine, so we basically kind of did a virtual reality walkthrough of the World Showcase. And we kind of did a lot of the stuff we do when we do the sample-thon, basically talking about the different drinks, the food, anything Disney.
Did you come across one or two things that's like on your list that you know you're going to have to try during the sample-thon?
Yeah, no doubt. There's a pork roast type brisket at the Hops and Barley. So instead of the lobster roll, it's going to be this other thing now.
Maybe we should get one of each, like the lobster roll and that, and we'll split them.
Well, that was the best part about walking around with a group of people you know.
That's right.
You basically just buy in your treats, and you can just share them left and right. You don't have to buy everything.
Right, and everybody gets to try a little bit of everything. That's one of my big tips for food and wine, just in general, is like go with three other people. Go, you know, go four people that you don't mind sharing food with, mm-hmm. because it gives you an opportunity to try so much more stuff.
Right, and when we went with the kids, they could try anything they wanted to try, as long as Leslie and I liked it. Meaning, if they didn't like it, at least we were going to enjoy it ourselves. So,
do you know? And I haven't seen this, and maybe I remember. Maybe it was last year, but definitely the year before you had gotten the lanyard.
Yeah, 2 years ago I'd gotten the lanyard. And for some reason last year it didn't seem like it was going to be economically going to work out. But the previous year it was cool. You buy the lanyard. It had, I think, about 8 tabs on it that you would break off. Kind of like the Year of a Million Dreams. Remember that whole FastPass tab lanyard they had? Like that. It was the plastic type thing, and then the little tabs were on it were meant to break off every time you used it for a FastPass.
You could pretty much change that for any Food and Wine single menu item, right?
Yes, you could. And we, but the thing was, you got to figure it out where it costs a certain amount of money, and all the items except for a couple were $6 or less. And if you had every item for $6 or less, it didn't. It wasn't economical. Like, it was more expensive to buy the lanyard than it was the snacks. But if you ended up just going to Canada and getting filet mignon all day, it was worth it for that.
Or the lobster roll, right.
Right, right, right. So those big things, you had to like those big things. And if you did, it was totally worth it.
There was something extra, though, a pen or a button or something that you got.
I think it was with a pen.
A pen, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't get it, but I was wondering if they. I was wondering if you saw whether or not they were going to offer it again this year.
I haven't seen it yet this year. Although I would not be surprised that they would still have it. It seems like it was a big thing. Although I'm saying it both ways, based on last year's not being to me economical, I didn't get it. Maybe that did it away as far as everybody did that. We'll have to see. But I haven't heard about it yet. No.
Okay. I hadn't gotten it, and I was thinking maybe I would, just to try it.
Well, it's and like I said, you have to see if it's going to be the worth it for that. The menu this year I thought was relatively good. There was a couple countries that didn't change at all, and there was other countries that everything changed. Mexico was one of the ones where everything changed. So it's going to be interesting to see some of these. I'm really looking forward to this Food and Wine.
Well, I'll be there. What's interesting is I'll be there in 7 days, which is the first weekend
right.
of Food and Wine. And then I'll be back with you guys in November for the last weekend.
Okay, well, here's your project now for the blog. You need to take pictures of the things you get. And you need to keep track so that we get a picture of filet mignon first week and filet mignon final week. And just to compare, just to see what it looks like. I'd be interested to see how quality controlled it was the whole way through.
I bet it's very well controlled.
Oh, I agree. I'd be so surprised if it wasn't, but I would be very interested to know.
Interesting. All right.
Yep.
You got it.
Okay, so that's our Friday meetup. And after Illuminations, well, basically anything can happen then. Depending on what group you're with or what you want to do, we could do almost anything.
So we may end up on the boardwalk, may end up back at the resort.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last couple of years we ended up at the resort bar. But, you know, anything can happen. That's what's kind of cool about the situation is we really don't have anything planned for that part of it. So.
Okay. Now I think this is the premier event of the – as much fun as Friday night is, I think the premier event is Saturday.
Right. Well, Saturday is the scavenger hunt. Yeah. We've been doing it for 4 years now. This will be our fifth year. Yes, and we have hit every park except for the Animal Kingdom. So that's where we're going to be going this year. The event's posted on our website and our Facebook page. And basically the scavenger hunt is something that's going to take you about 3 hours to do. And we set you off on your own team if you have enough members. And we can set up teams if not. And basically what we're going to do is meet at the Animal Kingdom. We have a set location to get together. Where's that going to be?
So I'll read the details on here. And again, like you said, it's on the event section for November 10th. It starts at 10:30 to 2. The hunt ends at 2. We still have to score everything and do all that. So it'll be a little while after 2 before you get out of there. But the fifth annual Disney Nerds Podcast Scavenger Hunt, sponsored by Pixie Purchases with April. This year will be a blast. We will meet up at the outdoor seating of Flame Tree Barbecue in Animal Kingdom. Once there, we will team everyone up. Some may come alone or as a couple, and some may come as a whole team. All are welcome. We will then give instructions, maybe some swag, and the location of the finish. There will be some cool prizes and swag for anyone who attends. We look forward to seeing you there.
Very cool. Oh, and just a really quick backtrack back to last night, meaning the sample-thon. Our trivia questions do have prizes for the right answers. So we will be giving out some prizes for that, too. We have some really cool stuff.
I like prizes.
Yes, we all like prizes. I wish someone would ask me trivia for prizes.
Thank you
for
prizes.
I wish someone would do the scavenger hunt and let me do the scavenger hunt 1 year. However,
I'm going to give you some trivia Thursday night, and I'll give you some prizes if you get them right.
Oh, well, thanks. That'll work. Well, so what happens is after we meet up, we'll do a little quick meeting as far as the rules, and then I give everybody their scavenger hunt sheets and send you out. You'll have so much time to get everything done. We'll give you the time, which you'll write on your scavenger hunt sheet, and then you'll return back to a location we'll tell you, and then we'll grade the sheets. Now, last year, we had a little bit of a lag with the grading. We got that taken care of for this year. It won't be that long to turn around and find out who the champion of the fifth scavenger hunt is.
We had two takeaways from last year's scavenger hunt. One was to make sure we have multiple scores because it took too long for mm-hmm. you to score them all.
Yep.
And the second was don't forget to take a picture, a group picture.
Yeah. And take pictures, guys. We will be doing that this year. We're going to have a photographer actually for us just to keep track of that stuff that we just keep forgetting. It tends to be just you get kind of a little bit of excited when you're leading this type of thing. And some of the details do fall through the cracks. As long as the scavenger hunt works out, that's all I care about, to be honest with you. But it's always good to have a picture. Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So now last year we did the Magic Kingdom. And basically that was pretty cool. And we did the left side of the Magic Kingdom, kind of like looking at a map, the middle to the left side, those lands. And the questions range from trivia, history, or observation, and basically just general know-how of the parks. Animal Kingdom right now is in the process of being completed, and there's a lot of interesting things we're going to have to deal with on this one. Animal Kingdom itself is a kind of a large park, although it seems as far as the other parks go, it's kind of easy to get around to different places. So this could be an interesting scavenger hunt. It could be a matter of strategy this year.
Hmm. I like the fact that it's got some strategy built into it, not just in answering the questions, but how you approach the hunt.
Oh, well, sure. Now, every year I do have these bonus questions that you have to kind of get to the point where you use your strategy. Do I want to go to Tom Sawyer Island and perhaps get an extra 5 points, or do I want to hurry up and do some other 1 point clues and get those taken care of so I definitely get those points? So, you know, different things.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one too. However, sixth annual, we're going to have to get somebody else to do it because I want to play.
I think you've set too much precedent at this point. You do such a good job of putting it together.
We're running out of parks. Can I just redo the first one? And there is always Disney Springs. Disney Springs could be done pretty well.
Disney Springs is huge. We could do a great scavenger hunt there. That's a great idea, actually.
You'd have to break it up into the old east side, west side type of thing.
But no, you start in the middle, and then that's where strategy comes in.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll see. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So after the scavenger hunt, basically, that will break up. Sometimes we do have activities planned. A couple years we did get together afterwards for a fireworks meetup or a parade meetup, depending on the park we wanted to do that in. So definitely keep track because we might add something down the road.
Yeah, I mean that's a big thing is follow the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, and we always share updates there.
Right. Now I tell you what. 10 years ago or so, when we were doing the Disney meetups down in the parks, when I was doing that with the Be Our Guest guys, they had some of their friends actually come up with their own meetups. So if anybody out there who's listening has an idea of a meetup for maybe that Saturday evening, definitely let us know. We're always interested in something new. One of the things we've also considered in the past are doing tours. Last year we did Behind the Seeds, which we invited some listeners and people basically who could make it. And that was a fun time.
It was really fun and a great value for like whatever it was, like $20 or whatever for the hour-long tour.
Right. And I always find out if I'm getting together with people I know, quote-unquote, know through the show or through the shows, the Disney community, it's almost like I don't have to meet the people when I get there. You almost know them already. Everybody starts talking as if you've known each other for years. And I think that kind of makes the tour itself or just getting together as a group that much more fun. And being at the parks, it just makes it that much better.
I agree. I think first of all, just having meeting up with people who have that just love of Disney makes it easy already because you have that thing in common. But then you're right. A lot of the people we do interact with on our Facebook page or in the group, and you feel like you already know them.
Right.
And then, and a bunch of them they come every year.
Which is awesome. I mean, that's so great. And you know, the other side of that is that you just get to meet new people too. And that's just so much fun. Well, anyway, guys, so that's the two main events we have set up. We're going to be walking around the parks and having a great time the whole weekend. And we'll definitely be letting you know where we're going to be. So there's going to be a little bit more than that. What we're going to do, though, to finish the show, we're only about 20 minutes in. And tonight we were going to do the Wheel of Attraction, which I promise we're going to get to in the next couple weeks. But I figure for tonight, let's use the Wheel of Attraction since we have the wheel set up anyway. And let's pick an attraction at Walt Disney World we can listen to. And do a little sounds from the park to kind of like finish up for tonight. What do you think, Jimmy?
That sounds good to me.
I'm going to have you spin the wheel because it just seems like it's not fair if I do it because, you know, I could just stop it on the ride I want, Pandora. But let's have you do it tonight so you can give it a spin.
All right, there you go.
Okay. So the wheel's going to kind of go around. It's kind of spinning pretty fast. We did oil it up a couple weeks ago. Yeah, there it goes. Slowing down. And it is Turtle Talk with Crush. Yeah, how about that? That is a good one.
That is one of the ones that, you know, is a little different every time you experience it.
It is. It is very much so. We haven't done that in years. I don't think we've done it since they've gotten the Finding Dory stuff in there.
Well, put that on your list so me, you, and Cam and Quinn can go do that while we're there.
I think we're going to have to. Okay, guys, so what we're going to do now is listen to that Turtle Talk with Crush, and we're going to listen to the new version. Here we go.
Think she was talking to a turtle. What's up, Mom? What What's your name?
Ann.
Cool. How many kids do you have, Ann?
Too many.
I've got 65. What's your total?
64.
That's all right. It's not a contest. Your kids ask you lots of questions?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of questions.
Dude, same here. Isn't it cool, though? Like, teaching them the ways of the world.
Oh, yeah. It's very
cool. We just shared a moment, Ann. Come on, front row, Mom, dude. I'm actually here today, heebie dudes, because of a question my son Squirt asked me. Squirt's 7 years old. Little dude was like, yo, Dad, what's up with the human dudes? I was like, I do not know. So I came here, dudes, to hang out with you and soak up knowledge about the human world. If you can help me out, say cha.
Cha.
Thanks, dudes. You so totally rock.
Dude.
Yeah, the one dude knew. When a turtle says you so totally rock, the proper response is dude. Let's try it again, dudes. You so totally rock.
Dude.
Nice work, dudes. On to Squirt's question numero uno. We were at the beach the other day, dudes, and Squirt wanted to know what you like to do there. So what do you like to do at the beach, human dudes? Shout it out.
The wave!
I heard swim the most. Hey, if you like to swim, raise your fin. Whoa, we got a little dude on the center aisle. He's got the kind of red or orange shell rocking goggles near the back. What's up, little dude? What's your name?
Jaden.
Cool, Jaden. Do you like to swim fast or slow, dudes?
Fast.
Bro, me too. We've got serious thrill issues, dude. I can swim like 20 miles an hour, dude. Hey, if you all want to see my top speed, say cha.
Cha.
All right, this one's for Jaden. Everybody get me going. Say rip it.
Rip it.
Roll it.
Roll it.
Punch it!
Punch it!
Whoa! You're like hunties! Check it out!
Oh!
Wipe out! Oh, dude! Cleaned the glass and didn't tell me. I'm seeing starfish after that one.
Hey, Crush, watch out for the glass.
Oh, thanks, Hank. I didn't know that dude was there. All the talking. If any of you have a question for me, totally raise your fin. All right, we got, let's see, there's a little dudette next to Jade. She's got the blue shell. Let's see what's up with her. What's up, Mini Mama? What's your name?
Ivy.
Ivy, cool. That's a cool name. What's your question, Ivy?
What happens when you break your shell?
I'm just like, ow. Luckily, it grows back. It's actually made out of the same stuff you have on the end of your fin, Ivy. Here, put your fin out in front of you real quick. See those fin nails you got on the end?
Yeah.
They're made out of the same thing as my shell. And just like those nails, my shell is always growing. That's how you can tell us older turtles, because we're bigger. And our shells have cool designs. Check it out. Six pack. Who else has a question, dudes? Pop the fin. Let's go down here front row. We got a dude with the fin up with a black shell and long fur. What's your name, little one? Or actually, it's purple. Yeah, red for you. Hey, little one, what's your name? Maria. Cool. What's your question? Well, green sea turtles like me eat green seagrass and the green sea kelp. And we eat a lot of it, too. So much it turns us green. How about you? What's your favorite food? Cool. Are you pizza colored? Dude, eat more pizza. It'll kick in.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, Jellyman?
Oh, hello, Crush. I'm trying to get away from a turtle pile.
Why, dude, those are awesome. Everybody shout, turtle pile!
Turtle pile!
Check this out, dudes.
Oh, oh, please, I just got away from a turtle pile!
For what, dude?
The turtle pile?
Bro, you just said it again.
Turtle pile!
There's every time, Arlen. He's awesome. Who else has a question for me? Raise the fin. Let's talk to this dude with extra ears on the gray shell chilling in the front row. What's your name?
Minori.
Minori, cool. What's your question?
What do you like to play?
Oh, dude, I mean, I like to play all kinds of things. Hide and go seek, surfing, tag. How about you? What do you like to play? Oh, yeah, dude. That is a really good game.
Games, games! I love games! Ooh, pick me!
All right, Dory, we pick you. Let's play hide and go seek for Minori. You go hide, we'll seek. Close your eyes, human dudes. No pinky.
Okay, open up!
Alright, dudes, if you see Little Blue, totally let me know. Dory, where are you? Oh, dudes, you were gonna find her in no time. Thanks for the assist. Down here? Somebody's pulling my fin. Everybody say, Ollie, Ollie, ocean free.
Ollie, Ollie, ocean free.
Yeah. Come on, dude. You're all here. Say hey to the humans.
Hello, dude.
Hello. I have an idea. Let's play hide and seek.
That was awesome.
I have a stuffed animal for it.
You have a what?
Hi, humans.
Hi.
Okay. Why didn't you tell me?
I did, dude. You were like, now they can't.
Wait. I'm getting something. Wow. Some of you are carrying your own food. How long are you planning to be here?
What?
I'm not eating.
Later, Crush.
Later, dude. Everybody go. Who else has a question for the Crush Man, dudes? Alright, let's go in the back behind the middle, little dude with the light blue shell on the ground first. What's up, buddy? What's your name?
Carter.
Cool, Carter. What's your question, bro?
When's your birthday?
Oh, dude, it's around the, what did you guys call it, December? Dude, it's when it's cooler out. Because check this out, a lot of boy turtles are born that time of year. Because the sand on the beach decides whether or not the eggs will be boys or girls. When the mommy turtles lay their eggs, if the sand is cold, all the babies will be dudes. Or they'll all be dudettes. That's why dudes are cool, and chicks are totally hot. Teaching me about the human world.
Sweet!
Totally.
You sound totally rock!
Yeah.
Rock on, human dudes!
Rock on, Squirt! Hey, dudes, I gotta go catch up with the Mini-Man. But before I bail, do me a favor, dudes. Be good to the ocean. She'll totally be good to you. And all you little dudes in the tank, use the word dude as much as you can for the rest of the day. Trust me, your parents are gonna love it. You're welcome, Ann. I'm out. You so totally rock.
Let's get
it
up for Crush. If you'd like to see more Crush and his friends, such as sea turtles, sharks, and dolphins, you can see them in our undersea viewing tank located.
So that sounded really cool. I am so happy that we're going to try this next time. Definitely got to put this down on the list. And we'll definitely be in Epcot. And you know what? I don't think there's ever a line for this guy.
No, it's a show. So you got to wait for the next show to start. But typically you can just go hop right on.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
It's fun to watch the kids interact.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Quinn did this a while back, and he got chosen. So we have some audio of them talking to Quinn and from where he's from, Philadelphia. And Crush didn't know where Philadelphia was, but there was water nearby, so that was good.
That's awesome.
He had to be like maybe 6 or 7 years old, so it was really good.
That's fun.
And that's the best part about it, is I hear that ride or I hear about that ride, and I think back to a really, really good memory. So very cool. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for this week. Show number 251. Kind of a little preview for the Disney Nerds Podcast Meetup Weekend in November. Just in case any of the listeners, if you happen to have some time off or if you wanted to get down to Disney, maybe pick that weekend. Come on down, meet up with us, have a great time. If you want to ask anything, send us an email. So, Jimmy, tell us how to get in touch with the show.
You can make sure you like the Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Join the group, Disney Nerds, that's in all caps, on Twitter at the Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast, or you can email us individually at, you know, Jimmy at the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, Sam at the Disney Nerds Podcast.com, Ed, Lisa, Morgan, etc.
Okay, guys, so one more thing before we go. As I mentioned on show number 250, we're getting ready for our 5th year anniversary, as we mentioned on this show a couple times. That's going to happen in September, and what we're going to do is have a special anniversary show set up. One of the things we want to do, though, is include you guys in that show. And one of the ways we figured out for that to happen is for have you guys either send us an email or an audio file or a video file and send it to the Disney Nerds Podcast. We want to take those videos and either put it on the podcast or the Be Live show and basically look back at the 5 years. Did something really stand out that really impressed you or you thought was just really incredible? Did something stand out that made you go to the parks that next trip and try out? Or is there just something funny on the show you remember? Anything you want to throw at us, we'd really appreciate it because we want to make you part of this whole celebration. Without listeners, this show wouldn't be possible.
Very true.
So if you could just send any of those things to the email addresses Jimmy just said, that'd be awesome. Okay, Jimmy, anything else for tonight?
No, I think that's it. Quaharini.
Okay. That's it for us, guys. Show number 251, the Disney Nerds Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Gungaloosh.
Mortals pay a toll.